So my story is with the Discord and how I lost it basically. And what I've noticed overall in the space that most of these hacks are also happening when you are incredibly tired or you have a drop coming up. So those people, they know who to target, when to target. And so I was in the space for 2.5 years already right now, and incredibly paranoid with the security normally, because reading through these painful stories on my timeline just taught me how to like use the wallets and stuff. So the fear of links getting to a crazy level for me that I sometimes would get like some buy a new old phone just so I don't have to use my phone. It's like crazy levels. But even though I was super cautious, it got to the point where one night I was very, very tired. I should not have worked to this point. It was already like 1 a.m. And a person account impersonating a podcast were DMing me. They were doing it for like about a week already. And I did a thread with all of the screenshots so people can see it. I'll pin it later. So basically, they were just asking to interview me. And that is pretty normal. I've done it a lot. And they also sent me like a list of questions that they're gonna ask. So the conversation was very, very natural. And the way they communicate, the funny thing is also among other questions, there was a question gonna be asked like, oh, what's the scams in the NFT space? So it's like they're baiting you within that. Anyhow, I said I'm gonna do an interview with them, and they said we're gonna host it on to not on Twitter, we're gonna host it on a Discord. And being a timepiece artist, I know that Time, for example, they hosted lots of spaces on the Discord too. So I was like, okay, even though that's probably where I should have been very alerted, because I'm very bad with Discord, and that's one of the biggest lessons that I learned. If you're not fully comfortable with doing something, do not do it. If you do not know every single step of how you can be very secure, just don't do it. And I've been running my Discord for 2 years and just building it, but the entire time while I was doing it, I was not comfortable with the Discord. I had my community there. I was trying my best as an artist, because the entire Twitter space, like chanting at the time, the Discord is super important and you have to have it in order to just be in the space. So I did it. I created my own and started to manage it. And then when basically that night when they navigated me to a Discord channel, I was aware of the not clicking the links, but I wasn't fully aware of Discord security. And normally when I was joining my channel, like other Discord channels, I would use my other account. So I would not use my main account that was hosting my own channel. But that night, I was tired. I also had my phone that had the password to my burner Discord basically uncharged, and it was downstairs in my apartment. I didn't want to go get. I was just like too lazy and too tired, and my brain was foggy. And that's when you do not like collect NFTs, and that's when you do not do anything. Basically, you should just stop working at this point. So I clicked, and there was a bot where you verify your account. And that bot, I clicked, I checked, the bot was real. And afterwards, when I was doing my research, I realized that it's very, very common scam, where it's basically the bot is real, but the moment you click on verify, it takes you to a fake website. And that what happened to me. And again, because I normally don't use Discord as much, I thought that it's very normal to log in again, and that's where I put my information. And because that time I was through my main account, they took the information. And that's another thing, like I immediately, the second I did that, I realized that something was like off, and immediately started to like go through the stuff and trying to make sure if that thing was real, because they haven't done like nothing. So basically what happened when they took over my Discord, they did not even kick me out as an admin. I was still an admin in my Discord, and that's how they do it. They do it very quietly so they can like slowly start posting malicious links so people can click on it, because at the time I had around 700-800 people on my Discord. So for them, instead of just like kicking me out and basically me immediately banning Discord, they were trying to do it nice and slow where I don't realize. So when I changed every single password for my accounts and made sure that I kind of like unplugged everything that I could have, so I changed the password for the Discord. I did just like changed all the connections, because my Twitter was also connected to a Discord. So if I have not done that, they could have also get, I guess, access to a Twitter, because my email went off with the alarm that somebody is trying to get to your Twitter. So I immediately just changed my passwords, and I the next day I did not even realize that they transferred the ownership of the Discord channel, until the next day I saw on the channel something posted as a message from me, but then it was not me. When I checked the whoever like logging in into my account, nobody was. So what they did, they just put my profile picture, put the name, but it was another person. So they did not, I still have my Discord, but they just transferred the channel. So what my friend and I did, we basically just manually, because I was still an admin, we manually banned every single person in the channel, and so people will not get like alerts, because we could not do anything else. And I just deleted every single channel too, so the Discord was just basically gone. I could have reached out to a Discord support, and I guess I could have tried to get ownership back, but that would have taken much longer, and people, I just did not wanted to put my holders of like my collectors at risk for my stupidity or like for my mistake that I've done by clicking something. So I was just deleting it, and it took such a huge mental toll on me, because the next week, like even though I wasn't stick fully set, it was just such a weird state. It felt like the work that I put was just gone, and I could not have like done anything about it. Yeah, but again, what I've learned is never work when you're too tired. Never like communicate with other people that you do not know when you're too tired. Always use burner accounts. Like as much as possible, honestly. And what else from this I've learned? Yeah, basically do not click on stuff, and just don't get too relaxed. That's the other thing, like more you're in the space, more it feels like I know so much, and I did everything, so I'm gonna be fine. The problem is scammers are in the space longer. They're coming up with newer and newer ideas, and they're targeting more and more, especially because we're so transparent. Like they can see what you have, and they know when, especially as an artist or a founder, they know when you're gonna have a drop. You know when you're exhausted. You know when you were working for a week and did not sleep, and that's when they do it. So be careful.
Yes, exactly. I'm so sorry that it happened for you to you. That's crazy, you know, like at the moment when you get your audience, you are like as an artist, you're becoming responsible for like you're sharing information, right? And your collectors are coming to your Discord for your information. And you're responsible to make your place where these collectors are coming to make it a safe one, right? And I can't even imagine how stressed you were. Like I know you, what a kind of a person you are. You're very responsible for everything, like a control freak. I cannot even imagine how crazy moment that was when you realized that like the scammers, they can harm your collectors, your audience. This is crazy and so stressful. And you know, like the other side of the problem of that, like we have all our links connected. As you said, your Twitter was connected to your Discord, and this is normal, right? Everyone has it, and we all have all our links like transparent through all the social media. But the other side of it is when one is hacked or scammed or something happens to one, it means that all the other links are in danger as well, and it's I think it's impossible just even to understand where are these weak points between these link connections. But it's obvious that yes, all links are in danger. So, how is your Twitter like? Did you change the password? Like, so what I really want to do in this space is to learn from these real life cases. This is the most important, right? Every scam is unique, and yes, scammers they do have some templates and methods of how to scam you, but what I learned from your story, from you sharing your story, is that never work when you're tired, which is quite, yes, that works not only for Web3, it works everywhere. So just be careful. Don't click on links. Check who you're talking to. And never, 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 never connect your wallet, reconnect your wallet because of some Discord channel or something. No, this is not healthy. But what, I have a question. What did you do? Like, you banned everyone from the Discord, and now your Discord is dead, right?
Yeah, I still have like my account. I can still do whatever, but the channel itself that I created, it's gone. I just deleted every single channel. I banned everybody, and it's just basically the only person in there is like this scammer. But what I did afterwards with the Twitter, I immediately, well, changed the passwords. I even changed two-factor verification thing, and then I also changed the email that I was the connected to it. So, and now I think as another good practice to do is set up a couple different emails that connected to your different accounts like Twitter, Instagram, whatever, and never ever use them. Those are your only emails that you connect with like Twitter, for example. And this is not your work email, like you do not use it for anything else. And this is just it. And I don't know what else. Yeah, basically, I was just going through things and just seeing what with every account, like Google account, what devices are connected to make sure. So basically, yeah, in Twitter, I went and in like security, you can see what devices are connected and where are they. I did it for Google too. I just went through all of these things and changed every single password, even though it would not like show that somebody was connected. I was just like double checking because I was extra paranoid because, okay, losing Discord was painful, but losing Twitter, that was just I realized that night that it's my biggest fear because everything is here right now for me, and it would be so incredibly hard to rebuild. So be very careful with your accounts.
Arena, when your Discord got hacked and they were posting links and things in your Discord, did anyone get scammed?
No, I was very lucky because I
Oh, that's
immediately,
great.
no. They also weren't like that's the other weird thing that wasn't any mint links. This person posted one thing and it was I didn't click, but it looked like it was just they trying to get other accounts. So they were trying to accumulate as many accounts, but the moment it happened, I have my group chat. Again, another thing to don't put eggs in one basket. If you're an artist or like building something, make sure you have. For instance, I had my mailing list. I started building it a couple months ago, just because Twitter like algorithm was pretty slow, and I wanted another way to connect with my holders outside of because. As I said, Discord, I've always felt uncomfortable. So I was like, okay, I'm gonna start the mailing list. And then I also created a Twitter group chat for my holders because it's easier for me to communicate here. So the second that happened with the Discord, I immediately went to my group chat, I immediately went to mailing list, and I just alerted everybody and I said, hey, this happening. If you know how to prevent it or like if you want to help, please let me know. So we were I wasn't alone dealing with it and like my friends and like holders were helping me to remove people there. So very, very lucky.
Yes, thanks God that nothing like people did not lose their NFTs or something or wallets, but I can't imagine how the stressful that moment was for you. You did a great job changing all the passwords and double checking on the social media that were connected. This is Yeah, this is a nightmare. And
Yeah.
yeah,
Oh.
you did it. Yeah.
It also happened on February 14th, as I'm
Oh,
about to have a dinner with my boyfriend as we are cooking.
no.
I was like, no. He's like, and he's like, did you solve it yet? I'm like, no. Oh my God.
Oh, no.
So
You,
on
as
top
you.
of being hacked, it also was the worst Valentine's ever. That's just mean.
Facts, no printer.
Oh my God, these scammers, they know the moment, you know? Like, they know the moment when you can be easily distracted, when you just, yeah, this is crazy. But you know what? Like, the initial contact, like the starting point, as you said, people were asking you for an interview, which is quite an obvious procedure, right? When you are an artist and you are successful and you have your audience, there are lots of requests for interviews and spaces or something like that. And this is a normal artist routine. Where was this initial contact? Like, it was on Twitter, right? They texted you on Twitter and then you went,
So
okay.
they DM'd me on Twitter. I even gonna like pin their account now. So they DM'd me on Twitter. They had a verified Twitter account with like a square and like yellow badge mark. So, and they had a decent amount of followers. And I even had some mutuals. Another thing too, like when this happened, I was sending message to my mutual who like followed this account. I was like, hey, this is scammers, be careful. And I think that also a good thing to do if you see some scammer account and you see that some of your followers are following down, just DM your friends, be like, hey, this is scammers, be careful.
Yes, and this verified page, it's something that doesn't make sense at all, but for some reason, when you look at the account that has this page, like even if it's a golden page, okay, wow, cool, but when you see it, like you are, I don't know, maybe my brain works this way, but you are just like, yeah, that's cool. So, but you know that it's just $8 per month, right? It's nothing more. It's not verified something. It has no any additional value in it. It's just exactly $8 per
No,
month.
not the yellow ones. The yellow
It was the
ones,
blue one.
yeah,
The
so blue
yellow,
one is like $8, and the yellow ones are, I guess, the ones that are like real companies. Like for example, Nike, like they would have it. Yeah.
yeah, and that account that scammed you, they had this yellow thing, right?
Yeah, so that's the thing also
Oh
that
no.
Twitter needs to step up
Oh
with this.
no. Oh no.
Because if you have, yeah, yellow badges on like very, very obvious scammer accounts that, oh, another thing too, that after I posted my thread, a friend reached out to me and he said this happened to him too, but he is more experienced with Discord and he realized that it was a scam and he reported this account weeks ago. So this could have been avoided if only that would have been looked into, because that account been reported for multiple people and nothing was done.